Hey, good afternoon, guys. Welcome to episode 3. It's been a while since I've been posting. Oh my gosh, it's been crazy with starting a business. I've been having a lot of downs, but I've been also having a lot of ups. Let me backtrack a little bit. So, I partnered up with a small business detailing, same as me. I noticed that I wasn't getting too many customers as I wanted, so I decided to see maybe if I get like more references and people see that I'm actually working and doing a good job, you know, they might follow me. And then I said to myself, maybe I can also use some of the videos to, you know, further what I'm doing. Obviously my work that I do while I'm working with my cars and my clients. But it was just like, it's one of those crazy experiences that I would have never assumed this was the reality of the culture, of the car wash culture, I guess you can call it. You know, we have the retail culture, the cookers culture, you know, I don't know, like fashion culture, model culture. But I never knew there was a car wash culture. Like, it's a dog world out there with these guys. Like, there's no form of equal competition. Right now, I was actually see, that's why, another reason why it took me a little bit longer to make this podcast. I had to analyze this human a little bit further before I made a judgment and just started ripping him on a podcast or something, because, well, you know, I'm not gonna just give the benefit of the doubt or just assume that he's a certain way. Like, okay, let me see if he explains himself or his actions or vice versa. But let me backtrack first. So it all started in 19-something. This pandemic has affected us all, I would assume. And well, I haven't been able to get my unemployment, like I said, nothing like that. So what I'm doing now, I'm just like, hey, I need to make ends meet. And well, like, I don't know if you guys heard in the other podcast that I had, if you guys hear them, it's basically how to start your business. So within time, I might even make another sub podcast about magic and occult, you know, Kundalini meditation, if you guys want to call that. I am a Theravada Buddhist, so I have a different form of meditation. Mine is passed down from monk to monk, but that's irrelevant. So anyways, so, like I said, I partnered up with this small business that also does detailing. But at first, he was like, oh yeah, I'm really cool with my customers, you know, help them out. And also my clients, you know, and my employees, I try to, you know, help them as much as I can with tips. And, you know, we give you tips and stuff. Okay, whatever. I'm not looking at it. I'm just trying to get paid hourly, like, at the day, because at this moment, I really need to pay certain bills. I had this one kid, this DJ guy that I know that makes beats as well, he needed a friend of his that needed an apartment, and he's like, oh, I know from high school, from, you know, what did he tell me, kindergarten? I don't know, some bullshit, see my French. But yeah, he kept telling me like he needed help, so he came over and I started telling him, hey, how you doing? You know, he sounded pretty chill, kind of broke, you know, hit up pretty good and nice. And I told him, okay, look, I know you need help, so yeah, I'm gonna help you. It's $450 a month and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I'll start moving stuff around. So in my other room, I actually live in my front living room. I always have it all set up pretty cool, like a cool studio. And in the bedroom, I actually have that one as my work studio. So I have my silk screen, the computer, or like the keying press, or, you know, like my sublimation situation machine that I, you know, emulate. But, you know, that's way, you know, it's productive. I can work from home in my own terms. And again, I have a videos of how to actually do silkscreen, and I'm still producing it. At this moment, I've been so busy with so much things going on in with my life. As you can see, I haven't even put my podcast, because I've been busy doing customers, doing new shirts, doing some business cards occasionally. And also, you know, re-upping the merchandise, and at the same time, you know, learning how to do a sales strategy. And these are all things that I'm learning by myself. I haven't been able to get no legal help from no one yet. Right now, I might make a podcast. Also, guys, if you guys want me to make this podcast, let me know. This new one that I'm thinking about making is how to start through the status treasury, the status secretary, the patent, the trademark, the R, the reserve, you know, how to franchise. You know, I myself am actually in the process of doing that. Unfortunately, because I'm still making money just for me to pay the rent so I can be in the stable position like I need to, and also while I'm doing that, it also gives me a good amount of clientele, so it's good. It's sometimes you don't really sleep, or sometimes you don't even eat. I forget to eat sometimes because I get so caught up on little things I have to do. Like right now, like I told this guy I was gonna rent to him, and the day he told me, I called him on Monday, he's like, hey, so it's going to happen. He's like, oh, I'm gonna come on Thursday. Great. So I'm moving everything around and by myself. I actually stopped looking like working like productively, making, you know, advertisements and, you know, ads on Facebook or the Craigslist, Angie's List, all these random, you know, local locations as well, or even at that, walking down to like the convenience store and just talking to people and getting my business cards out, or even at that, also, you know, putting my cards on top of a window of the cars, you know? I didn't do any of that because of the situation when the kid was or the guy was basically letting me know, hey, you know, I'm gonna move in. So being the responsible person that I am, I'm over here moving everything out, making sure that his room is 100% adequate for his, you know, stay here. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's like he's renting a service, you know, he's renting a room, so I'm not gonna just say, oh, here's a room and fuck you, excuse me, you know, no, at the end of the day, how would I want to be treated if I was renting a room? That's the way I look at it. So, yeah, I did all of that, and then he just calls me, and he tells me, hey, or actually texts me, he's like, hey, I didn't get my bonus, and they haven't paid me correctly, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay. So what do you want to do? Are you still gonna move in? Like, oh yeah, I would love to, but is there any way maybe we can do like a weekly plan? I'm like, oh, okay. So how much are you have? He's like, oh, I have 150. All right, let's give me that, and then I can do a rebate for you for, you know, the situation that you're not here on the first. So I'll do a rebate for this week, and then the next week, you know, we can start doing the regular, the 150. And I told him, just give me $100 right now, because obviously that way you get $50 to get into the rest of the week until you get paid again, he told me. But then he calls me up later at night, and again, I haven't moved, you know, to do my job. I'm over here still moving furniture around, books, equipment, just to clean that room out. And oh my gosh, and at this time too, my car decided to break. So, roughly, I'm gonna say like a month ago or so. No, almost 2 months now. It was like when they were having the riots around January. I live downtown, like I said, so I have an open parking. It's, you know, a little parking area, garage for me, but, you know, the entrance is open for the public, and almost anybody can get in. There's no, like, real gate. It's like almost like a senior apartment, but not too much. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, I had done my regular sleep cycle, and I parked my car in my own parking location, you know, in the little roof it has, or spot for your car. And I took my dog out at like around 5 in the morning to poop, and I checked my car and it's open, and I'm like, what? It's not in the right position. Everything was taken. I used to be an iron worker, so all my iron working equipment, my tools, you know, my electrical stuff, I have in there. I think I had a guitar. And I'm like, no, I didn't have anything in there like that, but yeah, everything was gone. I know I had a lot of, like, video games in there as well, and they were stolen. And they tried to make it look like they didn't move the car, but there was no gas in the vehicle, so I already knew. And then the ignition switch is jammed, so I'm like, So I'm a halfway mechanic, so I used to work at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. So I've learned how to, you know, do some maintenance on vehicles. So I did a little Mickey Mouse on the ignition switch, and I made it work. You know, put it back in its position with my key. And that was that, and I had it working. So the other week, I had a client that asked me to do a car wash. I'm like, great. You know, it was one of my first clients because I had barely started doing more of the professional advertisements. So, you know, it was great. So, you know, I went to go get some food real fast downtown. It was local location where I had really good food. And I parked my car, and for some reason my kids didn't want to get out, so I kind of just wiggled them off. And at that time now, oh my gosh, so bad. My car has an anti-lock security system. It didn't work on the thieves, but it decided to work on me when I'm about to do my first professional job, and I'm just like, wow. So, and it's right next to the municipal court, so it's like, I know I'm about to get my car towed. What am I gonna do, dude? I don't have money right now. Like, this guy hasn't even came and paid me the rent. He did me dirty, and now this happens. I'm just like, dude, it's like, when you fall, bro. I'm like, it's okay. I'm not gonna trip. I know how to meditate. I'm gonna breathe in and breathe out. It goes for a while, you know? So I just left it at that. You know, I called a mechanic. I let him know, and he picked it up. And he did a Mickey Mouse, and right now he's buying me the part. I'm waiting for the part to come in. It's so expensive. It's almost 300 plus labor, almost $400. It's okay. That's what it is. That's how it happens sometimes. And the sad part is that it wasn't even my fault. But again, that's irrelevant to the point now. So with this guy, what happened was we got into bad terms because, well, I have my own little company. I do an eco-friendly mobilist car wash without water. I also have a pressure washer if needed, but I try not to use that. And if I do, it's like minimal amounts. I use less than 5 gallons of water. Like, that's how eco-friendly this car wash is. But, So I was explaining to him my ventures and all that, and this guy seemed so pretentious. Like, he was like, oh yeah, I have 5 businesses, you know, I've already done 8 and some of them failed, so I know the business, I know how it works. I'm like, and in my head I'm thinking, wait a minute, well, I'm an entrepreneur myself, so the way I look at it is like, I'm not gonna let none of my business fall. Like, every business I do is a success. That's my mentality. Like, I don't know how his mentality is, that like, he said he had 8 already, that he failed. Like, no, you never fail, you always triumph. But again, to each his own. Yeah, he was just trying to talk to me like if he was like some kind of a Oprah or some bullshit. Let's see my French. I just find it funny because like, well, how do you feel about your life? Are you happy where you're staying right now? And I'm like, yeah, I'm extremely happy. Like, I assume he was waiting for, well, maybe the kind of employees he's had are just like shitty people, like the people that have no inspiration for life. And I'm over here like in another level, and he didn't expect that. And you know, I have a shitload of phones, and they even, oh my gosh, dude, that's why, another reason why I choose not to, and I'm explaining to you guys why not to partner up with anybody. If you can do it yourself, guys. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Don't try to look for easy ways or nothing like that. Like, me, that's what I try to do. I was thinking, you know what, dude, I'm waking up every day like 5 in the morning, and I'm putting ads, and I'm doing it. Sometimes I'm not even getting calls. And I'm not necessarily giving up hope, I'm just like, I need money at this moment now, you know? I literally need to survive, I need to eat, I need my aunt, my little hedgehog needs food, my animals need food. I'm vegetarian, so like, I can survive on air, or like, I don't know, a small amount of food, but, you know, animals are animals. So now, and then the rent doesn't wait either, so again, I'm doing everything professionally on my side, but again, I can't like act, like grab a client's like, pay me now and you know you're gonna love this service. No, you know, they come when they want. So that's why I said, you know what, let me go on a Friday of last week. I decided to say, you know what, let me go on Craigslist or Facebook ads and just put a couple of applications to see if somebody calls me. And while I'm also, you know, making my ads, you know, it's like multitasking. And like I said, this guy called me, I think it was through a Facebook ad, and he said, hey, do you want to, you know, do some mobile detailing, you know, you can start on Monday, is it okay with you? Sure. And I assumed it was going to be like going to an office or something, and I didn't really come prepared. I came with my computer, I came with my stuff, and no, he literally took me all the way to Arrowhead City, like literally to Washington RV. I'm like, what the, I'm not prepared, guy. And well, the point is, I had my external 2 terabyte fill up, you know, external drive, and this guy, he just like didn't care. He just like throwing stuff on the side, like, you know, like basically we gotta go, hurry up, hurry up. I'm like, hey man, hold on man, this is like, he didn't care about his people, he just cared about his business. He says that he cares, but you know, actions don't lie. And then last time, again, I have my own company, little small business I'm doing, just again so I can do the electrical magnetic frequency protection clothing and, you know, do the hydrogen engineering. In order for me to achieve this goal, again, as what I told you in the first podcast, I needed to make some kind of followers and, you know, make this into a reality. But when I was talking to this guy, like, he was just thinking I was a liar, you know, like I was basically saying, he just looked at me like if I was like everybody else. He didn't assume I knew how to do things. He's like, oh no, you need to have the training. I need to train you. I need, you know, like, boss, I have experience, sir. I know how to do that. Here's my videos. I don't know how much more I can explain to you. I used to work at this place called Tomo. I used to be the manager for upholstery. I took training classes. I know the difference between suede and velvet. And, you know, like, I started talking to him, but he didn't, it's like I went through one ear and he went through the other. And last time I brought my own little spray, expensive little spray bottle that it has a mist type nozzle. And I had brought my own cleaning product, and because he had his, and I was like, hey, look at this one, I made it myself. And well, the point is, he just used it really fast and on a part that he wasn't, particularly for carpet cleaning, and this is for vinyl and plastics. And I'm over here trying to explain to him how it works, but he's basically saying, no, we need to leave, we gotta get this job, I need some APC, or, you know, basically degreaser. I call it APC, he called it degreaser. Obviously, it's completely different things. Oh my gosh, dude, I don't want to hurt anybody's perspective of business, but he kept gloating, like, I have 5 years experience doing this. I'm like, okay, you can be 10 years, but if you don't change your way of, you know, customer service, or, you know, the way, sometimes you can teach a dog a new trick. Does that make any sense? I'm not necessarily saying I'm better or nothing like that. No, he has a lot more information that I might have not known. And in the same way, like, if I have something that I can show that's relevant to him, that's why I'm trying to say it. Here you go, boss. Like, don't, if you don't take it, that's great. Don't worry about it. But don't like close an ear. So he likes to give constructive criticism. And then one day he told me he put me on a video. And, well, hold on, let me backtrack. It's like so many things have happened this week. Like, this month, it's like, oh my gosh, guys, it's so busy. It's crazy when you're making your own company. But, yeah, what this guy did is, he was having a slow day. And I said, well, I have customers. Give me a second. And then one of my customers called me while I was actually working. Finally, the Craigslist and the ads finally paid off. They started calling me, but it just takes time, unfortunately. And at this time, I'm like, well, fuck, I need to make money. And while I'm working with this guy, I'm like, hey, well, you know what, you want to get to my customer real fast? And then he was basically stating that he would give me 30% when I first started because I had experience. But then he double-crossed his words and said, I can guarantee you 25%. So I'm like, okay, so looking at his numbers, doing the medium, again, I used to be a manager at Skechers, I'm not stupid. I looked at the medium, it's roughly $10 an hour. So I'm just like, really, I'm getting $10 an hour? But the good thing is I'm getting paid daily, so, and there's a small amount of tips, so maybe I would make $30 a tip. So it would average out, I would assume, so like, that kind of helped me out, so I just pay some bills. So, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me, but at the same time, like, if the hand is mistreating me, of course I'm going to try to bite it, you know? I don't want to, but it hurts, you know? But, yeah, this guy, I told him, here, this is my customer, and we were working, and then, you know, business is business, and I told him straight up, I'm like, you know what, since these are my customers that I'm bringing in, I would like to let you know, like, I want to get at least 30% off of my customers. And your customers, you know, like, I just get your 25%. I don't know, maybe he didn't do math, or maybe it was because he's petty, I want to say. But I don't like using words like that. But he just got really defensive, like, you know, like, what the fuck, not like that, but Like, he was just like, I can't give you 50% of the service. It's like, I need to pay all these other guys as well. I'm like, hey. And then he just kept, like, going and rambling about how, you know, the company, how the company works. I'm like, hey, I didn't ask you for any of that. Like, I'm literally just telling you that on my customers that I bring in through my references, I would like my 30% because that's my deal. Because, again, I'm doing the work, not like, you know. And then he basically starts saying that, you know what, I don't need your customers, you know, I get a lot of my customers, you know, you can just take your customer, you can do it whenever you want if you want, so that way you don't use my name, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, whatever, dude, okay, I see how it is. And then he's like, it's because you don't have the training for what it is, it's because this guy wants a ceramic wax, and you don't know how to do a ceramic wax. And I'm like, guy, I'm doing a video, well, not yet, I want to, I bought the sander and everything, like, I'm gonna make a video of how to sand your car, and how to paint it, because I used to do that when I used to work in Yuma, Arizona, when my parents got deported the first time when I was like 15, and they showed me how to, you know, polish and how to do Bondo and all these things. But again, these people don't look at your past, they just think about you, like what you stand and how you look. So again, it's you kind of hurt me. And then I just told him straight up, oh, I see how it is, you think I'm just stupid, you think I don't know anything. And he's like, I never said that. And I'm like, no, but your actions do. And that was that. So then the next day, I go to work with him, and then my customer, you know, we already made a plan with his customer so I can help him out. And then this guy charged him an arm and a leg for wax and all this stuff. And then my customer is, he was more high end, so he actually had three really good cars. And this guy just kept adding on prices to this customer. Like, basically, I did three cars. I had one associate with me that was basically training and telling what to do. But it was almost $256 that I made him. No, I'm sorry, like $398, bro, type shit. Because it was like three cars, and they were like full service. And I can explain. Okay, the employee that he has no way of talking. He's not assertive, so he didn't have no way of getting the cash. He didn't have no phone. He didn't have no Cash App, no Zenmu, nothing. And my customer is, you know, a new age customer. So he told me, do you have Cash App, Zenmu, or anything of that sort? And this guy, again, the employee that this the worker, the small company that I'm working with, a detailing company, has. He doesn't even have a freaking phone. Like, there's no way he can communicate with the boss or even take a Venmo or a Cash App, you know, transaction. So it's already late. We need to leave. And I'm just like, you know what, dude? I have that information. Hey, don't worry. I can do it. Let's get it done so we can get out of here, get the money to this main guy. And that's that. So the guy says, all right, here you go. So he gives us a $20 tip. Great. So it came out to be like $419 with some 88 cents. And, I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with 88 cents? But, you know, I'm like, cool, whatever. I guess he just literally gave me all the money that he had in his account at that time, because literally the guy charged him like an arm and a leg, dude. $400. This guy paid $420. Well, $419 was up there. Well, you know, chain and stuff. But, and he paid it right there on the spot. So then I go and I'm like, well, this is just you and me that work, so this is our tip. So they're like, don't tell him that we got a tip, dude, because he's gonna be a bitch and he's gonna, no offense, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be trying to say something like, oh, let's bring it into the pot. And like, these guys didn't work with us, bro. We did all the work. You deserve those $10 the same way I deserve the $10. We'll split it. Great. And I'm like, I'll just take out the money. How much you told him to charge the service was? He's like, oh, it's $395 or $96, I forgot. So great, I'm like, cool, I'll take, $395. So then from like, from there, I'll just take out the money from my bank, and then I'll give it to you, so that way you can give it to him. So that was that. So we were driving back, and this guy is literally waiting. He's like, hey, where you guys at? Where you guys at? Like, hawking us. Great. So, and then the guy, we come there, and then the mic guy said, here's the money. And instead of getting the money from the guy, this guy comes straight to me, like, you know, like, mad dog. And he says, let me see your phone. I'm like, excuse me, how much money was it, how much did it transfer, I want to see how much it was, let me see the text, like demanding. I'm like, what? And again, I'm Buddhist, so I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna try to like sweet talk my way out of nothing. There's no thing to sweet talk my way out of, because it's the truth. So I told him, yeah, it was 419. So, you know, the service was $300 something, so he gave the $20 tip, and then he just blew up. He did a 180. He's like, I knew I couldn't trust you. You know, I knew it from the get-go. This is what I'm expecting was a new. This is why I don't trust people with money. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, give me those $20. Give me the whole service. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's our money. He's like, no, the service was $400 because this guy told me there was a $400 service. I'm like, no, it was $300. I'm like, tell him. They're like, ugh. And the guy was just acting so retarded. Like, he was afraid to talk to this guy because I think this guy even talked to him bad. Well, the point is, this guy, I quit. I literally quit that day because I've never had a company that treated their employees this way. Like, he treated this kid, or this guy, he's like 23. The kid was 33. Like a bargaining chip, like collateral. He was telling me, like, you know what, dude? Look, it's going to be as simple as this. If you don't give me those $20, you and him can just leave. I don't need this in my fucking company. And I'm like, fuck you. You know what? And I got mad. I excuse my French for that. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. You can keep your fucking money. Here's your fucking money. And no, wait. Give me a second. I'm going to quit this company. Don't fire him because I have my own company. I can make him by myself. This guy, he has no wrong for not being able to talk and communicate because he's afraid. He's like, come on, fool. And I hate to say, I'm like, and I grab my thing. I'm like, have some balls, bro. Do something. Talk. Don't be just letting him talk over you. Tell him exactly what happened. He's like, and it's because you talk too over me. You talk too fast. I'm like, what the fuck are you? I was so mad, dude. I was like, you know what, dude? I don't need this. Give me my fucking money and I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to talk to you guys. And then, point is, this guy finally gave me my money, and they're like, well, I'm gonna pay you a little extra. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you pay me, just pay me what it's worth. I don't even care about it. I trust humans. I know how much you're supposed to pay me, but I'm gonna let you pay me what you think you're gonna pay me. And then he paid me, and then I was like, alright, cool. So that was that. And then the next day, well, I had my customer called me up, did my thing, and then 2 days later, there's a product that I saw, there's two products that he made for himself. And the way I look at it, if something works, it works. It doesn't matter if it's something that you don't like or somebody you don't like. If they're saying works, it works, you know? It is what it is. I'm not gonna say it isn't. So I told him, hey, I need some of your glass cleaner. I like the way it smells and the way it works. It's decent, you know? It's a good little product you made. And that was that. That was just to get it. I just wanted to buy it. And I also wanted some gloves, but I wasn't there yet. So then, yeah, I go to his house that day, and it's already been 2 days since we had that discussion. And I started talking about how my company is and how I do mobile car wash, and you know, just like, I don't care, I'm Buddhist. Like, I have no intentions to hurt anybody. I have no jealousy. I can't explain it. I have no those oh, they're gonna hurt me or they're coming after me thoughts. You know, I just think positive. Like, oh, hopefully you do better than me too. You know, like, hopefully you get your bread. You know, you need to eat too. But also, like, you know, you do something wrong and like your conscience hurts you, it attacks you, because this guy, while I was buying the parts and telling him this shit, I think his conscience, you know, was biting to him, because he was like, hey, you know what, you see that the machine over there, that suction machine, it was some bullshit machine, it basically was something he didn't like anymore, something he didn't use, and he was like, hey, well, I have this, if you want to have it, you can have it, here you go, don't worry about it. Oh, do you want this table? I have this table too. I'm like, why the fuck are you kidding me? Free things. Like, I don't want anything. I just here to just buy a product and get out. I have to go to work tomorrow too. Whatever. And he gives me this cat and dog hair remover, your vacuum. Again, waste of space, but you know, if it's free, you know, I'm always accepting gifts. I'm not that kind of person that says no to something that most people are honestly trying to give me something. That's not nice. But yeah, like 2 days later, he hits me up and he's like, hey, would you mind working? I'm like, wow. You see, this is... And then I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I still need money, obviously. And my customers aren't calling me as much as I want. Now, actually, I've been extremely busy. I've been getting so much customers. I haven't even had time to actually do podcasts now, or even move my house around or nothing, because I just can't stop. And that's great right now. It's really good. I'm able to pay my bills. But yeah, I told him, he called me, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry about that situation. I basically, what I was assuming this guy told me is that he gave you $100 tip. But my point is, if it was $10, $20, $100 tip, that's irrelevant. What does it matter? That's our tip, not your tip. you didn't work with us, bro. Like, he's over here trying to say that it's tips are made for the pot. Like, the first time when we got there, he told us that every van, whatever van, because he has two vans, if you work for one van, whatever you did right there for each service on that, that's your tips. And then whatever van did on the other one, that's their tips. But the way he looked at it is like, wait a minute, you did a lot more money than the service, so I want that money too. That's petty, bro. Don't try to beat around the bush talking about you're nice and you're this. But you're just like, no, I'm sorry. And then you use that guy as collateral. And I told him straight up right there when we were driving, working, hey, you know what? To each his own, that's your company, bro. At the end of the day, like I told you last time, if you ever need me, I'm just here as a model. You see how I work. I'm just here to get my money and go home. Like, if anything, I could probably work for you. I'm just laying down the guidelines now, seeing how the changes, the situations have changed. I could might, what's your busiest days? You know, there, I'm even being nice. I could easily just tell him I'm only going to work Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, like that. No, I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt to be a nice human. I'm like, what days are your most busiest? He's like, oh, Friday and Saturday, there. I'll call you Friday and Sunday and see if I could work. He's like, oh, you're great. So I just worked this last weekend with him. And, you know, I got my customers as well while I was working with him, you know. But it's just like, it was such a bad experience. You know, I'm over here trying to trust small businesses and they're getting jealous. They're mean. They're trying to, you know, oh, it's so sad. But, that was this week's, last month's follow-up for my situation. It's more like a rant, more or less, on this podcast. But hopefully I can make another one talking about how to start your own company, more or less, you know, the state of treasury, you know, doing all that. Right now I'm actually finishing up doing some products, and I make my own products right now. I'm making the YouTube videos and doing a lot more YouTube podcasts, like basically making video edits. I'm soon going to get an editor myself and someone that's going to help me make a website. I can make the website myself, but like I said, I have so much things on my plate that I can't even eat. I don't even eat. I don't even sleep correctly. I'm over here like nonstop. I wake up and I start working. I wake up and start cleaning. I wake up and I don't even meditate like I'm supposed to, guys. But it's okay. That's how it is. There's no rest for the wicked. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I shall be a little bit more consistent coming forward. Again, if you guys like it, hit me up. If anything, do a Patreon. Let me know. Add me or something, you know? Let me know how to communicate so we can, you know, make this a reality and, you know, just change this world for the better. And I hope you guys have a good day.